have anything further on this report, Jeff?
No, the only thing I will say on the Borough's manager report is we're still working with the legislature. We don't know if there's going to be any other changes. We hope not. I think, I don't think if there are any changes, they're going to be good ones. So at this point, we'll just keep our fingers crossed and see what happens at the state level. Other than that, there is a special meeting tomorrow to approve a bid.
Thursday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're going to have us all messed up.
Nothing tomorrow.
Okay.
Thursday at 12.
To approve a bid that we, some bids that we received. And other than that, unless there's something about the written report, someone has a question of it, we'll move on.
Any questions? Thank you.
Borough clerk's file.
Other than what's in my report, I don't have anything. I just want to say that Deputy Clerk LaVon Klinke is going to shadow me during this meeting and the next meeting because I won't be here for the first meeting in June. And so she will be your clerk for that meeting.
Item 10, rare assembly reports and appointments. Does any assembly member have a report?
I'd just like to do a big shout out to Girls on the Run. May 2nd, they had their big run, and they had a lot of young women out running along the bike path. And I think we're going to have a heck of a cross-country team in about another 5 or 6 years when these girls get to high school, and I'm really pleased. And the parents and the leadership there just did a fantastic job. They had balloons and a barbecue and inspirational sayings all along the bike path, and now that I'm running on there, I can go girl too, and I feel pretty good about things. So really pleased with that. And then the Southeast Beast had a run with a big push for young people to come to that as well. And we had a bunch of little kids running down Main Street and doing jumping jacks. And I think it's fantastic that the community is taking a real turn for fitness, and a big shout out to everybody involved in both of those.
Thank you.
Anything further? Item 10B, appointment to fill a vacancy on the Planning and Zoning Commission. There were two letters of interest received for the vacancy, one from Dwight Keegan and the other from Jim Shoemaker. I'm not real familiar with Jim Shoemaker. I do have an issue with, not with him personally, Dwight Keegan, I think he would be good on there, except for one thing, his wife is already on that board, and a quorum is all that's necessary is 4 people, and if he and his wife are part of that quorum, they could dominate. There is a potential for them to dominate the meeting. Not that they would, but I mean, if you can understand what I'm saying. Yes.
Have we had a similar situation like this in the past with a board where we've talked to the attorney or anything?
And I did send an email to the attorney, and I sent that out to all of you through email. The response was that our code and state statutes does not view it as a conflict. However, there is the potential, as the mayor stated, for a conflict. But she said it was not a conflict for him to be on there. Just it would be, she would proceed with caution. That's how I took that.
Up to you.
Anything, any other questions or comments? Well, with the consent of the assembly, I would appoint Jim Shoemaker to that Planning and Zoning Commission. Next item, persons to be heard. Are there any persons to be heard? I'd like to state that this is the opportunity for any member of the audience to speak on an item that is on the agenda. when the agenda item comes up, you will not be given the opportunity to speak at that time unless a member of the assembly has a specific question regarding that item. Does anyone now want to sign the list? There's no persons to be heard. Item 12, unfinished business. We have none. Item 13, new business. Discussion and possible action on exemption from the State of Alaska Public Official Finance Disclosure Law, Alaska Statute 39.50.
Can we just open this for discussion, or do we need to make a motion to begin with?
Yeah, that's a question I have.
We can, because of the content, I would say it's okay to go ahead and open it for discussion before a motion is made.
And there's a lot of information there. Go ahead.
I really support this. I know that we lost one potential candidate, I believe it was planning and zoning, after he looked at the disclosure materials, and I have to admit, after I picked up my disclosure material, I went online. I was just floored. It took me
a day
to fill it out. And I mean, we have a fair amount of financial interest in different places, and I had to call, and it was really burdensome. And it bothered both Lynn and I that this then went on the public record. And so here I'm volunteering my evenings away from my family, and I've got to go and share everything about our life. And although it wasn't specific to what stock we own, or how many shares we own, it was certainly specific to what stock we own and where our holdings were for our retirement and so on. So I didn't even know it was an option for us to opt out. And when I saw that and I read through it, and then I looked at all the communities, including, I believe, if I remember correctly, Sitka, Ketchikan, and pretty much every little community in between has opted out, and we're still putting people through this burden. I was floored. So I'm very supportive of this, because I would really like, I mean, it's a lot easier now, I can go back in, but I actually rearranged our portfolio so I didn't have to list as many things on my APOC. And so I'm very, very excited about potential. And I think we might get more involvement from the community, because we're having trouble finding people to sit on boards. It's the same people showing up. Maybe you just have a listing and throw in, there it is again.
I'm always supportive of being open to the public and letting them know what's going on, what people are they're putting into these offices. The APOC form, like Steve said, is very, there's a lot there. And most of it has nothing to do with city government or local government. What I would suggest is opting out, but then doing our own local form and limiting it to just things here in town that could affect decisions being made here on the assembly.
Go ahead. I also think that we have a point in every meeting where we are asked to disclose potential conflict. So, for example, I have some local stocks in local corporations in Southeast Alaska. If something came up, I'd be compelled to bring that forward at that time. I mean, we could even have a local thing that says, you know, you could list everything out, but if it's the same burdensome process, but now we're doing it internally, we're just kind of adding to Kim's workload. So I would really like to see us keep it a lot simpler than what we've been doing. But I think we have it where we're asked to disclose our conflicts at the start of each meeting.
Yes. I'd like to echo what Steve has said. I was pretty surprised, because that's the exact same process that all of the state level offices have to go through as well. And it is pretty arduous, to say the least. And I think it's a lot to ask of people. And I think we would see more people maybe even coming to be part of this body. I mean, they're all, you know, you're always looking for for new faces and new ideas, and I think you'd get it if you didn't have to go through this long process. Petersburg doesn't, Pelican doesn't, Sitka's opted out. I mean, there's the list goes on and on and on and on.
I was just kind of echo similar sentiments. The list of cities and boroughs that have opted out is very, very long. And I think when you look at it from a perspective of balance, you know, you're balancing the public's interest with the individuals who are sitting on these volunteer bodies. And at this point, we're so worried about protecting the public's interests that we're actually sort of hurting the public's interest because not that many people are interested in these positions. And I've been told by a number of people since over 20 years that it was a reason they did not run for any office. So I would support it. And this would still have to go to vote of the people, I think is what we need to explain to all the community. So it would be on the ballot in the fall for the people to decide.
So as I stated in here on the agenda item, that this is basically for the assembly if they choose to give me direction to work with the attorney to put together an ordinance that would then come back to the assembly and then for a first reading and then of course a public hearing and a second reading, and then it would go on the ballot in the fall, like Assemblymember Decker said.
Would we have, I mean, it would make sense to me that the process would involve researching what other communities are doing for an internal reporting procedure that we would look at, and because the public needs to know, I mean, there has to be something there, but the public would need to know what that's going to look like and what that process would be, I would imagine, too, because I guess if we just recreate a really difficult process, there's no reason to opt out of the state. So I would think that would be the first thing, is to come up with our new process, develop the ordinance, and then move forward. Go ahead.
Well, I think I view those as maybe two separate things. I mean, they're connected, of course, but I think this issue, because it's a statewide thing, has to go on the ballot. But I think if we wanted to do a local thing, I'm not sure that would have to go on the ballot. I think we might be able to, but I'm not clear on that. So I think we'd have to get information if we choose to do that. I'm not sure that I would want to do that, actually. A localized version of the APOC statement.
Did I question it for Kim? Mr. Mayor,
sure.
Did I read in there that there was a requirement for a local structure if we opt out? There's no requirement for local structure.
Some communities do it and some do not.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I thought there was a requirement. That's why.
Ketchikan, they did have the borough in Ketchikan actually put it on the ballot to look at opting out, and with requirements for the borough clerk to require annual filings, and that failed. So they still do have to file APOC statements.
But the city opted out?
The city opted out.
Well, my opinion is we're all volunteers from this body all the way to the other boards and commissions in this city. We're all volunteers and we don't get paid. It would seem to me that most of us, it costs us money to be here, and we're never going to get rich that way. So it's, you know, I mean, I think it's good for those people. I think it's a very good thing for those people that are paid positions, such as the legislature and the state offices, and communities such as Anchorage, which have paid positions. I think it's great. But for a community like Wrangell and other communities of this size and under the same structure where we're all volunteers, I think actually it's burdensome, and we lose a lot of good people that could be sitting in these positions. And that's my opinion.
Mayor?
Yes.
I think that in Wrangell, this is a small enough community that if there's a conflict of interest, we all know it. It's not something that any one of us can accomplish or further ourselves without everybody knowing what our business is. So I think we're a pretty safe community. Now, if we had 100,000 people and it's a whole different story. But in a community of Wrangell, we pretty much know who everybody is and what they're doing. So I'm off-bound.
I disagree a little bit, and I'll give you an example. So I own some shares in Vulcan Dobson Rare Earth Mine on the south end of Prince of Wales Island. And there is some very big for Ketchikan, but there's some implications for SEPA. I sit on the SEPA board because SEPA may be asked to provide power to the Vulcan Dobson processing plant on Gravina Island. So nobody, aside from me just saying just now that I have shares in that company, or if we came to the borough and said, do we mind giving up power, I have a conflict. And I would have to say that. Now, whether I'm honest and I come out and say it, or I sit here and don't say anything and push to give power to a company that I own shares in. So we don't really know everybody's business dealings in terms of in a local economy, I guess. So I could see some structure internally, but not what we had previously.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we do have that requirement or that honorable requirement to announce our conflict of interest. And that doesn't go away whether we opt in or opt out.
That is true.
And I don't think it's any different whether you put it on this mm-hmm. this form or not, because no one's ever requested these to look at our stuff. So I think that your honor is much more viable here, and it takes the precedent over writing it down on a piece of paper that no one ever looks at. It's just a big exercise that's really difficult. And I just think if you're asking, you've got a volunteer group of people that are willing to help further their community, we should make it as easy as possible to do that.
Well, it seems like we're all in pretty much on the same page here as far as the public.
Would you like a motion, Mr. Mayor?
If anyone, I would certainly consider a motion someone likes to make one.
I move to direct the borough clerk to begin the process of drafting an ordinance with the assistance of the borough attorney that would bring the question to the voters on the October 2015 municipal election on whether or not to exempt municipal officers and candidates for elective office from the requirements of the POFD as defined in AS 39.50, to be brought back to the assembly for consideration.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Yes.
I would imagine as a part of that process, I'm just would really like the attorney to weigh in if we shouldn't have some component
of local discretion or local oversight.
The one thought that I have is that if you forget, you put it down on your APOC or the new whatever it is, and you forget, oh gosh, I'm involved, or there is some weird connection that you weren't even aware of in a meeting and you go forward, but you've divulged at the beginning that it wouldn't provide some protection against something. I don't know. I just want to make sure that we cover all the bases.
One of the issues when this goes to the voters is going to be getting the voters to understand exactly what they're voting for, yes or no. So there definitely needs to be some voter education, whether that's through KSTK or the newspapers or whatever, but they need to understand exactly what they're voting for.
We could simply let them see what we're filling out.
Anyone that wants that to would do fill it. This out, you'd know exactly what we're talking about.
Is there any further discussion? Poll, please.
that we will, since we have two propositions on the ballot, have a voter pamphlet that would go out. And so, and I would, we, last time we did a voter pamphlet, we worked with the attorney to make sure we were doing it properly. And so I anticipate we would do the same thing for that.
Okay. Oh, well.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Shusanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.